We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host Gary Owens joining us today.
Yes, indeed.
And we got a special guest in the building, Country Wayne.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm glad to be here. And you here this time.
I'm here this time.
You don't never be here, man. I feel like y'all give me the other version.
Not the full version?
Yeah, every time I come here.
You gonna take the version we got,
yeah,
Country
man.
Wayne.
Hey, whatever y'all got, man. I appreciate it. For
Help
sure.
is on the way, man. Talk to us about this new book.
Oh, man, it's my book about my it's about my life, man. It's about me coming from that small country town. You know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About, Charlamagne, and
Absolutely.
Just overcoming those obstacles of me having all those kids and coming from there to here now, man, just letting everybody know that they can do it. You know, help is mm-hmm. on the way for everybody. You know, just got to listen to that little voice in you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just a lot of lessons for everybody else, blessings. Just using my life experiences and applying to other people's lives and let them know if I could come from Millen, Georgia with that one red light, anybody could do it.
Okay. How many kids you got? Book?
Yeah, it's a self-help, but at the same time, it tell my story. So you know how like the 40 laws of power to tell mm-hmm. a story, mm-hmm. And then it has a lesson there at the same time.
How many kids you have? You said all them kids.
10.
You got 10 kids?
Yeah, 10.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Jesus yeah. Christ. So how do you spread the time with all the kids? Because your daughter might have dance, your son might have baseball, your other daughter got cheerleading, your other son is swimming.
Oldest, youngest. 17 to 1. Yeah. But I spread the time because, you know, like I say in the book, help is on the way.
You need the help.
I found a way. Well, God gave me a way to the way my life set up with social media. I'm able to film at home. So I'm able to make my money at home. So like my son, I got him an AAU team. I took off all July. I ain't doing no shows. My daughter, I got to go to her dance in June. But the way I make my money is always a way for everybody. You know, my way was I don't got to be on the road or gone all the time. Mm-hmm. I make my money at my house. Like, I film all my skits at my house. So, you know, I'm able to be home a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's how I balance it out. Thank God for that. But, yeah. So
who pays the most? Facebook, YouTube, all the social media outlets?
Oh, for me, it's Facebook.
That's what I heard. I heard Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, you know, it got that audience that, you know, got that Social Security checks and all that.
It is true. It's like an older audience.
Yeah, it's an older audience. You know, it's.
But man, they watch.
Yeah. You know, they sitting home and they chilling. So it's like, it's the aunties. So they got that pay. They going to see New Edition concerts, Fantasia them concerts. Mm-hmm. So that fan base. Mm-hmm. So they got the money. And but YouTube got the clout. But there's money over there, too. Yeah, but, you know, I make money on both, but Facebook always been my go-to.
What made you want to go from comedian to memoir writer? How did you know you had a story to tell?
Because, man, the thing, I used to read books when I was in the streets, you know what I'm saying? I read Become a Millionaire, God's Way, you know, 48 Laws of Power, Art of Seduction, was reading these books. And
that's how you did it.
Yeah.
All the seduction. Man, that's how crazy. You get 10 kids, right? I read all, I love Robert Greene. So
yeah,
I know.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like, man, I know my story worked because I've used it even in the streets, but I used when I used to go to banks with a 500 credit score. I knew how to get that bank loan. Mm-hmm. You know, these things and lessons I just knew just from instincts. It worked for me even in the comedy game when I first, because I was the first social media guy they let go in the clubs and get them deals. Mm-hmm. They wasn't letting us get them weekend deals, but I knew how to get in. Mm-hmm. It's just like, so everything.
The guy was the OG comedians like Gary blocking y'all?
Oh, no, they was getting the deals. They was getting the deals, but they didn't trust those social media people. Because it was like, you know, we ain't paid our dues, and I understand where they were coming from. And we ain't learned the game yet. You know, a lot of us ain't even have a set yet. Mm-hmm. So, but I knew how to maneuver everything, and I'm like, man, and I taught people around me, and it was working for them. So I was like, the world need to feel my game of how this don't work for me since kindergarten.
Gary, has the perception of the social media comedian changed amongst the OGs?
I don't like the whole paying your dues, because then you're saying, how dare you try to make a living? Mm-hmm. Is how I look at it. Yeah. Like just because the way they can be famous is different. Mm-hmm. It's better nowadays because when I started in the late '90s. We were at the mercy of the quote-unquote machine. We had to help a producer from Comedy Central or a network put our stuff on there. Mm-hmm. These guys now, they create their own fan base. They're creating their own lane. So how can you be mad at it? I'm more like, learn from it. Because at first I was like, so what? You're the first person I heard say you can make money off Facebook. Mm-hmm. I was like this, oh, so let me bleep out the curse words. I'm not a sketch guy. I'm just not wired like that. But I own all my content. So for me to put stand-up on there, I was like, oh, be clean. He's right. He did what Tyler Perry did with the movies, because when Tyler Perry had the movies come out, they didn't account for those black over 30 church-going women that took the buses to the theater to go see his movie. It's basically what he's doing with social media is what he's saying. Like he's taking into account that audience.
Right.
So I'm not mad at it.
You ain't got no choice.
Well, there's enough for everybody.
He don't want. All right, he laying y'all down.
I can be mad at it. I can be frustrated. You can't tell me how I'm going to feel. Nah, Gary, what are you talking about?
Nah, Gary always showed love. I ain't going to lie, man. Me and Gary, it was a couple of them out there, but I didn't care. I was one of the ones. I was waiting on somebody to try me.
Yeah, because
I like Gary say, bro, we come on, man. We come from, most of us, you know what I'm saying, black, no disrespect, Gary, but you one of us, you know what I mean? But man, we try.
No disrespect. We man, come from the bottom.
Yeah, we making a living. I'm not.
What was the population of your town growing up?
Man, like 3,000.
Mine was 7,000.
Yeah, so I'm like, man, somebody, them comedians, Jesus. Steve Brown called me. He was one of the ones I first started. Everybody I had a problem with, I called on the phone.
Really?
Don't play with me like that. Like, I don't play like that, man. We all trying to make a living.
So how would they have a problem with you? They box you out where you can't.
No, man, like they all online to my social media people, man, this is art. Man, don't you messing with people's money. It's people I don't think good, but I'm never finna get online and say nothing about no artists because I'm messing up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That ain't my lane because them people eat and the people got to feed kids. And coming from the streets, you respect that. At least I ain't selling dope. And I was selling dope the whole time. So I went from the stage, selling dope to on the stage the next day. I'm like, man, don't play.
Who's some of the people you had to call that y'all might be cool now that you had to call and be like, hey?
Steve Brown was one of them. I called him.
What was that conversation
I was about
like?
To call somebody else.
You about to call somebody else now still to this day?
Nah. It was like a couple years ago I was about to call somebody else. I was looking for his number, but another comedian, D-Ray gave, he said, Wayne, I'm not finna let you do that.
D-Ray Davis?
I called every comedian trying to get this certain comedian number.
Oh, D-Ray stopped you from doing it?
He stopped me from doing it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So what was the problem? How did you try to hate without saying his name, obviously?
Nah, because he was online. He was like, this one I was doing the skits on during the pandemic on Instagram. And he was like, somebody said this certain comedian is funny and I blocked him. They say my skits were funny. He say, man, cause he putting out quantity, not quality. Ain't nobody dropping skits with Country Wayne. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I hope you ain't talking about Daisy Banks or Country Wayne. Then he was like, no, Daisy Banks, cool. I'm like, hold up. Mm. So I'm trying to call, bro, don't you ever, just because I don't figure it out, and don't do that. Just ask me how to do it. You know what I mean?
That's real.
That just means somebody he knows said you was funny.
Funny
like
yeah.
a girl or something.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, but that's all it boils down to.
If you got an opinion, I'm cool with it. I respect it more if you would have said my name. Yeah, I don't like all the side stuff, because if you got something to say, I respect it. But, like, mm-hmm. come on, man, I don't play with nobody. People got to feed their family. And I don't think a lot of people good in comedy, you know.
I think a lot of it comes from just being the OG here. Is when they
original Gary.
When they original Gary. When guys are doing it like for a long time and just haven't broken over that threshold of selling a good amount of tickets, mm-hmm. I think a lot of it they get frustrated because now you got the younger guys, the social media guys, and they're selling more tickets to them. That's really what it comes down to, is they're frustrated. Because I guarantee you, whoever was upset with you is not selling as many tickets as you. Nah. Because you're never upset. When you're selling tickets, you ain't worried about nobody.
That's right.
That's the truth. That's right. And there's enough. Let me tell you something. You get in this long game long enough, there's enough for everybody.
Yes.
You can be in the same city as somebody. Yes. You're both selling tickets.
Exactly.
Why be upset?
Now, what did the first comedian say when you reached out to him? Did he understand, and maybe he was just mad for something that he didn't understand? Or did he keep going with it?
I went to his city and did a show, and people came to see me, and they were like, no, Wayne funny. And then he was like, man, I ain't had never seen you. So I just was like, well, don't judge me off everybody else, because I came in with a story. I had already lived, so comedy came pretty fast for me because I had a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. So they would just put me with a lot of other people, but don't put me with that, man. Come see me for yourself.
A lot of that is just jealousy and envy, man. That's literally all it is.
It is, but man, I just feel like, man, you know, nobody ain't got time for that. But all the OGs who like Gary, who was already doing their thing, and Kevin Hart, Cedric Entertainer.
Y'all show love.
Everybody was showing love, but it was the ones that quite ain't been in the game a long time, and that's your fault.
Because like he said, if you're not selling tickets, you feel the way. Because he feel like, I've been working for 15 years, and here come Country Wayne. It looks like he just did two skits, and he sold out.
You can't be playing with the game. It's going to be a lot of social media people ain't going to be there in the end. But if you've been in there 15 years and you ain't figured out something, it's because you've been playing. Partying. And anything you do for 15 years, it's going to be what you did behind closed doors. Like, they can hate on Kevin Hart all they want, but I tell everybody, they be like, Kevin Hart ain't that funny. I'm like, bro, everybody got to be real. That special he dropped with, all right, the way my bank account set up, everybody know that was one of the best classes in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody tried to ignore that special. And I'm like, bro, like, somebody who get that far, it's something they doing behind closed doors in his work.
Not even closed doors. It's something that he doing on that stage that you may not connect with. Man, clearly, tens of millions of
everybody
people
connected with that special. I don't know how they forget it, man. Everybody remember that special. I was in the streets, and I remember.
All right.
Yeah. I remember I was in the streets. My baby mama was, she wasn't my baby mama at the time. I was sleeping.
Which one?
The one before last.
Whoa. That's the worst
way to say it.
He closed his eyes and had to think.
No, my ex wife, man. But I remember that special because I'm asleep and she busting out laughing. I wasn't even on comedy like that. Like, it was like 2010 when remember Kevin dropped that special. Mm-hmm. She busting out laughing to my, oh my God, just going crazy. And I'm like, man, I woke up. I said, man, was that special that funny last night? She was like, yes, because they was all Cat Williams people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was like, nah, that was. They weren't even fans of Kevin Hart, but that special changed. Mm-hmm. The game. Like,
wait until you see the next one.
And Kev never changed. That's the thing I think with Kev. He never changed. Kev is always, he's been the same Kev from when we first met him.
I think Kevin know that too. When people say he ain't funny, I think he's so smart because me and him, when I talk to him, people don't know how intelligent he is to get that far. It's an intelligence.
Absolutely.
It. He's so smart, he let people say that. But that special was, it was the relatable material of, you know, the way my bank account set up, his daddy going through the spelling bee.
Yep.
But that's the kind of stuff that works. No disrespect, but good songwriters.
We still saying that now. We still saying the way my bank account set up. Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Stop hating, Gary. Mm-hmm. Yo, Kevin, funny.
What?
He's smart.
I'm listening.
Talented.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just listening, bro. Now, granted, I didn't think it was that good. He's putting a little on it. I ain't gonna say it with my chest.
Nah, all number one. To me, all number one.
Chest, Gary.
Not all of them, but that's, I'm talking about that. That special right there was, you know what I mean? It was different.
Nah,
man,
you got a chapter, though.
You got a chapter in your book called The Player Life.
Yeah.
Is Country Wayne built for a relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely built for a relationship.
How many at one time?
No, I'm really built for a monogamous relationship. You know what I mean? It's just that, you know, I don't work on myself enough. I tell the woman got to be ready. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of men, a lot of women think they're in a position, and I understand where they're coming from, but men work, certain men that work on themselves too, and a certain women, it got to be a certain woman who don't want the world. Because I don't care about the world. So if we care about us, I'm ready to be in a relationship. I've been in relationships all my life. This is my
he
first.
He just confused me.
This is my first time. It's by confusion. Yeah. That's what the player do. But you know what I'm saying?
Confused.
Nah.
I think I'm yeah. pregnant right now.
Yeah, I was confused. Yeah. You don't want the world, but you could.
Yeah. So basically, it's like
said, that's what the player do. Keep
I'm 35 now, so I want a relationship where me and her don't care about nothing outside of this house. What the world got going on, care about, you know, us, and we go in the world and have our fun, but it's like, you know, I want that kind of relationship, but that's hard. That's hard nowadays.
Country Wayne, I'm telling you right now, there's women listening to this saying, I don't want to hear this from no 35-year-old with 10 kids.
Yeah, I feel them. I feel them, but, you know, I had all the experience. You know what I'm saying? If a doctor working on me, I want a doctor to have experience, you know.
Yo, Country Wayne, did you hear what Country Wayne said? Wayne said, yo, you know, I just want to make sure whatever happens is in this house.
Oh,
don't be listening
man.
To what's going on in social media or what's going on in this outside
he
world.
He just trying to keep him confused.
He just want to keep him confused.
No, I just want, hey, man, you know how it is, man. Everybody.
The answer was no.
I'm ready. I love relationships. Relationships are amazing.
We know you love relationships. That's obvious.
Yeah, but I love
but
that
can
woman.
You be in a committed one with
yes,
one woman.
Yes, because you get more out of that relationship when that woman feel like you committed and you committed to her.
I don't believe you, Country Wayne.
Yeah.
You got to show, you got to prove it.
I've been in relationships, man.
We know that. But they didn't work out.
I just left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, ain't nobody ever left me.
So what's the reason for you
just Larry's ain't leave you?
No.
Oh.
I let her say that because I'm the type, I'm going to let people, you know what I mean? She got a brand, but nah, I never got left in my life.
So why do you leave then? Well, like, what's always the problem?
Most of the time, mm-hmm. I'm ready to elevate spirit. It's like, are you going to go on this journey mm-hmm. with me? Because it's the world, you know what I mean? I don't really care about the world. You know, what's going on out there? I walk my own lane. It's like most people, you can feel it. It's like, I want to keep elevating and keep spiritually and working on myself, and the person don't want to go with me, I got to keep going, man. I just fired my manager. You know what I mean? I've done that with everything, cause to get to certain, I got kids to get to certain things, man. You can't.
The people behind you in the corner right now,
they're like, why would he say
they're
that?
Looking like Jesus
Christ. Why'd you fire
the
manager?
Huh?
Why you fired the manager?
Because it was just ain't nothing to talk about on here. But
this thing wasn't working out.
Yeah, just if I'm trying to, and every time either you coming with me, the people who with me still with me, but I got to do this for my kids.
Yeah.
I ain't finna do nothing wrong or nothing like, you know, devilish to make that happen. I like to get money the right way.
Right.
So it's like, man, I know when it's time to leave. That's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Even in business, it's hard to be like, this ain't working and I got to elevate. Mm-hmm. So either you come with me, you know, if I'm doing a podcast, a radio show, and I talk to Envy and Charlamagne, I'm listening 100%. I'm going wherever y'all taking me because y'all are professionals at this. So if I've proven in my world where I come from, like in my book, you know, my story, I'm like, when I'm in a relationship, I'm like, man, unless you got a better route, man, I got to go.
So basically the manager didn't have a better route?
Nah. Right. And every relationship I had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to keep rising.
Another thing you're doing or did that I love is you got a movie out on Amazon Prime, Strange Love, that you funded yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a great route to go, but talk to the people why you went that route instead of getting a studio to produce.
Because it ain't make sense. I see everybody be pitching stuff, and I'm like, bro, if everybody got millions of dollars, and we got the resources,
shoot yourself.
Yeah, so I did it myself just to see, and it went up. You know what I'm saying? The money came back, and, you know, you own it's like digital real estate. You know, when mm-hmm. I own a house, I still got to fix that roof. Mm-hmm. I got to get an AC. You know, I don't mm-hmm. flip houses. I'm like, digital real estate, it sit on there. I ain't got to worry about no tenants tearing it up. I'm like, yep. Man, we own this content. Because I seen what I did with the social media, a little skits. So I'm like, hold up, bro. I mm-hmm. did this with mm-hmm. 3-minute skits.
You built an audience.
So I'm like, that's how people been making the money. If you own 10 movies, if you spend $10 million, shoot 10 movies, you know what I'm saying, $1 million a piece, you own 10 movies. If the movies on Amazon Prime or Tubi making $3,000 a day apiece. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You making $30,000 a day mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. for the rest of your life, and then sometimes it might spike up. You know, but mm-hmm. It's that. And when you got your, when you built your own brand, and you already got a, it's like you got to monetize off yourself first, mm-hmm. and let the game monetize whatever left. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I seen it. And I just had to do it because everybody was like, pitch this. And then you pitch something, you wait 2 years. I'm getting older in real life.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm like, oh, nah. I got this money right now. They're going to tax it right in the end of the year anyway.
Let me ask a question because information is important. You don't got to put the number out there. How much did you spend on the movie?
I spent about $1 million.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And you got that back already?
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much.
And it's been out how long?
It's only been out 3 months.
3 months, yeah.
And they're making money every day. Well, Amazon get half of it. And they ain't even put it on Tubi yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because Tubi, you get that ad revenue. And then you can license it. We got a couple offers on the licensing situation on the movie already that I instantly going to make a profit. I'm being a profit already. Mm-hmm. But I can't go to Tubi till after a year after that if I take the deal. So it's so many options and you own it. Man, you own it forever.
Go ahead, Country Wayne.
That's right. I just, you know what I'm saying?
Stop hating.
I feel like I'm slacking.
Stop hating, Gary. When you going to do your next one?
I'm trying to do it this fall because it's a real writer's strike in Hollywood.
That's right.
So everybody shut down. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to take advantage. And mm-hmm. I'm going to shoot another movie called That's Her. And the first movie, Strange Love, it didn't come from my mind. I just got in and I seen the script change a little bit. But this movie is coming from my mind. And I want to direct it because I see the movie. And so I'm definitely trying to shoot that this fall.
Now you just did hold on, one more thing, because mm-hmm. I'm, you know, since Gary's so salty, I gotta stick this one. Country Wayne is filming a 1-hour comedy special.
Yeah,
with Netflix.
I knew this was coming. Yeah. I knew it.
Netflix, for whatever reason, won't give the great Gary Owens a comedy special. Country Wayne is shooting shooting his on May 12th.
You ain't got a
in
Netflix
Washington
special?
D.C.
Never had. When are you guys from Netflix?
No.
All right, just checking.
you ain't got a Netflix special?
Nah, they say no every time.
He got great ones on Showtime, though.
Oh, you got great ones on Showtime. So how does it feel to have a Netflix special?
I got Hulu, Amazon Prime.
Right. You got Hulu, Amazon? Okay.
It feel good, man. That's really what I've been waiting on because I've been sneaking on that stage.
Yeah, it feels great, doesn't it? It feels great to be a black man and go in and pitch something.
Listen, Gary said he about to go. Gary said he about to claim racism. He about to say they don't want to let no white men, no straight white men.
They're gonna name off all these white guys. No, Jewish. Jewish show. Difference. I'm talking about circumcised white guys. Sorry. We'll come up with crazy reasons why we can't get a special. No.
Oh, man.
He's under 6 foot. Left-handed, bro.
Oh, man. Give him some game, Country Wayne. How did it come about?
No, man.
Does Netflix call you?
No, it's some of the stuff I use in the book all my life. I just played it. You know, I just, things happen, man. Mm-hmm. Things happen, and the opportunity came up. And, you know, that's what I've been waiting on the whole time. You know,
just waiting on that, huh?
they've been calling him.
How long you been waiting? Freaking internet comics on my nerves, bro. Hold on. Hey, Steve Brown.
Yeah, man.
Steve, I'm with him right now.
No, man, Steve my dog now. Charlamagne Pitty, though. Oh, man.
Now, it's a lot of pressure, though. Because this is the one people are going to be waiting to see. Nah, they're gonna be like,
this is one that he's going to get booked. Man, I don't play on that stage.
Where are you going to film it at?
Washington, D.C. You heard this.
Oh, that's great.
Chocolate City.
You can't. That's the thing. You can't go wrong in D.C.
Yeah, Charlamagne don't know how good I am on stage. Every time somebody up here, he be like, Ryan Davis asked me, I don't know about Country Wayne. I'm like, bro, you're going to see, man. You see that special.
I said that?
Mm-hmm. I called Ryan. He was up
here. Ryan said he don't know about
Ask
Country
Ryan.
Wayne.
Ryan was up here. He was like, man, he the leader of the new school. I tell him, I say, well, I must not be in your class then. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the ones, but it's all love.
Got you.
But, nah, man, that's stand-up special. That's what I've been waiting on because, really, that's what I was working on. That's why I wasn't on social media anymore. Mm-hmm. Gary, no, I was on the road every weekend for years. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Man, Gary, on the road, same thing I was doing. On the road, telling jokes, writing new material.
Gary was rooting for you until he heard about the Netflix special.
I saw the questions. I go, hope we skip over that. Let's get back to you and Jess. What happened there? Oh, you broke up with her, but you let her ride with it.
Oh, okay, that was good.
Why didn't you book any pictures?
it's all words. Why don't you take a picture of your Netflix special and put it on there? I think you released the book too early.
Oh,
it should release it after your
man.
Special.
Oh, boy.
Well, but I'm happy for you. I am happy for you.
Oh, boy.
I hope it's top 10.
Oh, it,
and you got the Help Is On The Way comedy tour?
Yeah, Help Is On The Way comedy tour, man. We on tour right now. It ends in May, but, you know, so the tour going great. You know, we had to step out by myself in theaters. You know what I'm saying? That was a challenge.
Let me ask you this, because a lot of people know this behind-the-scenes stuff. You can generate so much money in comedy clubs, and then your reps call you and say, hey, we're going to transition you into theaters. It actually is a financial hit. I don't know if that was the case for you when you first go from clubs to theaters. Because some markets, you know, D.C., Baltimore, Houston, Dallas, I mean, you can walk out of there with a ton of money out of the clubs.
For sure,
The theaters, you got to work one night, but you don't generate necessarily as much money. Did you find that when you went to theaters?
No, you really, it kind of just translates to one night. If you sell enough tickets, like, you know, what we talk numbers, like, you might go to Dallas, you go to the club, you might hit a 70s. You know what I mean? 70 piece. I don't know why I'm whispering it over here watching my way say it now. But like, say I go to Dallas, if I go to the comedy club, I'm gonna pick up 60 grand if I do, you know what I mean? 67 grand. But I went to Dallas, you know, I picked up 100. So it works. The theater is really more money, but it's a risk because if you don't sell a certain amount of tickets, now you in a hole. Because some markets you might go now. I might go to Greenville. I could have went to Cumber Club and picked up 50, and I walked out of Greenville with 38.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it varies whichever market, but the theaters overall is more money, more time because you get that tour over with in May, then I could finally go home to my family. Because when I was in clubs, man, I couldn't do nothing.
What was your toughest market?
Toughest market? To my, like, selling tickets wise?
Yeah.
Like Denver, I only sold like 1,500 tickets, you know what I'm saying?
I bet you sold out in Denver, Hungary.
Crushing.
I'm like, yes.
Places like Denver, I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
Yeah, it's a little different that way.
Now, Denver's a tough market.
I was going to ask you, you know, out of your skits, I got two questions. What was the big skit that made you pop, that made people realize that went viral? And two, what was the hardest skit to do it? Because sometimes you do it with different artists, celebrities. What was the hardest one to do with a celebrity?
Let me see. The skit that popped me off when I did, I had to fake like I like a girlfriend's cooking. I only got like 2,000 off of it, but that was the one that made me go viral. Mm-hmm. And the hardest one to do probably was, let me see. Was it a T.I.? Let me see, a T.I. or Boosie? Probably Boosie was kind of hard because I made it to his house before he made it up. Like, so we was waiting on Boosie.
At his own house?
At his own house. I seen everybody but Boosie. I seen his cousins and his homeboy. And I don't know where Boosie at, but T.I., we was in the hood, so that was pretty hard because, like, we need to hurry up. And he was late. And we in the real hood because I did them both with my character Drip. So those two were probably the hardest to do with a celebrity. But T.I. probably because the vibe we was in at the time.
I mean, listen, man, I just love to see where you come from social media to Absolutely. Having a book out, to having your own movie on Amazon, Netflix special you taping.
I knew it was coming.
Like, that's big, because 10 years ago, people was like, man, that ain't going to, those guys on the internet ain't going to be doing nothing.
That's dope.
They not going to be around. To watch like you and Jess and DC and everything y'all doing, that shit is incredible, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I like about the new generation, guys, is they work together a lot.
Absolutely.
With the sketches and everything else. Because you partner with a bunch of people.
That's right.
Different sketches.
You and Jess still do stuff together.
Yeah, me and Jess, cool. Me and Jess ain't never, you know what I'm saying? We ain't never. I think Jess respect that I don't never get on here and talk negative about her. But I let her talk negative about me. Because a woman going to do that. So out of
really?
Yeah, a woman going to do that.
I never heard of talking negative about
you. No, not negative, but she
Charlotte, you ever experienced that, Gary?
A couple times.
She stretched the narrative. But no, man, as a woman, man, I'm respect. You know what I'm saying? So me and Jess cool, cause I think she just respect that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm never gonna get on here and say nothing about no woman. Period. In a negative manner.
Would you ever let like an older comedian open up for you, something like that?
Yeah, if they cool with that, like
if they don't have a Netflix special.
Nah, bro. Me and Gary ever go on tour.
I wasn't even talking about Gary. Gary. Who said Gary?
Damn, Gary.
Y'all some fun. No, man.
Damn, when people think no Gary. Netflix special, man, they think Gary. You, Gary?
No.
That's crazy.
Gary Owen, man.
That's a legend. Gary Owen is a legend.
Let's get Gary, man. You know, Gary, shoot, he the only one that go out there, new material. A lot of people don't do that. Gary come out there and give you them new jokes.
I get bored.
Special after special and just... And then, you know, Gary's a legend for real.
Thanks for noticing that. Yeah. Country Wayne, I wish somebody on Netflix would notice somebody
writing. You really
writing.
Want that, though, Gary? You really want a Netflix? What is like? What does that do?
I don't know. I just never had one. So I don't know what it would do, Charlemagne. What do you mean, what would it do? I don't know. Because I get told no.
I don't think Gary really needed it. I think internet, us from the internet need it more because nobody don't know whether we're funny or not unless the people came to see us.
Yeah.
It's like, that's our, like, audition to the world. Because we got our fan base, but now you got to see the world get to see. And if you pop on Netflix, man, you finally get
absolutely
that thing or the, you know, that stand-up reputation.
And you might bring in a whole new audience because there's people that go on Netflix just to see who's doing new stand-ups. You're like, who's this Country Wayne?
Yeah, exactly.
Movie?
That's the exactly. part.
For me, I think Netflix would probably help the international market.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Right now, I'm doing really great in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I see the guys going overseas, I'm like, I bet you that's Netflix.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that Netflix. Coming in. That Netflix is different.
You been overseas yet, Wayne?
Oh, nah. Okay. I don't think, I've never been out of the country in my life. I went and filmed.
Never?
I went and filmed a TV show with Lisa Kudrow and Taika Waititi.
Excuse me? What was that last name? You say Taika Waititi? Like, we're just gonna let that slide, huh? Nobody's gonna question who that is. Who the hell is Taika Waititi? Does he have a Netflix special?
Yeah. Or she?
Taika Waititi, he's like the biggest director in the game right now.
Man,
he did Thor.
Gay.
Oh, my fault.
I screwed myself.
Wait, what?
I met him before.
He the man right now.
Taika Waititi.
I met him.
Oh.
He like.
My fault. I should take a TT.
He Indian, right?
Yeah, like he from New Zealand.
I met him before.
I misheard that.
He the man right now. Like he got the game.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He's cool with the president of Netflix.
You never get a schedule.
What are you talking about? I got Deion Taylor, baby.
Nope. There you go.
I got Deion Taylor, baby.
Salute to Deion.
Deion Taylor, my dog.
Yep.
So how do you find time between touring and movies and writing books just to still have a social life, man? Because you gotta have material to draw off, right?
Yeah. I like to talk to people on the phone and all that. I got a lot of people that I just talk to on the phone. And really, that's why I ain't in a relationship. Cause I talk to a lot of women. And I don't mean I'm even dealing with them. It's just that conversation because they help write my skits. But the reason why I got a lot of time because I shoot 30 skits in one day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I really don't be – this touring right now, that's why I'm ready to go on tour. That take up most of my time. But when I'm off tour – and I shoot 2 months of videos in 3 days or 4 days. Mm-hmm. So I be having my time. I be getting that material.
Gotcha.
Talking to people, just on the phone, just, what's up? A girl gave me a whole storyline. She was talking about her dude trying to open up a vending machine. And she was like, a vending machine. And I used that storyline in my skits and made so much money. I said, her check.
Really?
Wow.
I said, give me your
tape. Are you doing off
your W9
phone? Or you got a whole camera crew that comes with you?
No, I film on my phone.
Yeah, I was always shocked when I did a couple sketches with Desi. I was like, oh, this is just doing it off your phone.
Yeah, it's just on that phone, man. It's simplified. You put on that phone, make sure it's 3 minutes. Don't edit, don't cut. Load it up on Facebook, YouTube. And it just, they throw them ads and then it just.
On it.
Yeah.
About to see 3 days.
when you kick it with women, Country Wayne, do women be like, look, now I don't want to get pregnant?
Oh, no. They be like, you know, when I kick it with women, you know what I'm saying, be a vibe. Because women always been my thing. That's what
That's obvious.
Yeah, but you know.
What's also obvious, your pullout game is terrible.
Oh,
wow. Nah, horrible.
That mean my sperms are strong. That's what it is.
Strong sperm. Like this.
Yeah, but I had 7 kids by the time I was 22. So a lot
Jesus
of these.
Jesus Christ.
So
you got
to think about it. I only had 3 by the time from 22 to 35. A lot
3.
Of my time.
We're talking about kids, man. Only 3.
Only 3, man. Coming from where I come from the country. Yeah. That was the minimum. Like, kids was not a big, you know, from the country, having a lot of kids, we had big families. And to be honest, I always wanted to have a lot of kids. Now, it would probably be easier if it would have been with one woman.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it worked out in the end. In my book, talk about that. The mothers of my kids, they stay right around me. We all a family. They got keys in my house. All the kids stay there. They all got a room at my house. So it became like a village. And it's love. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kids go to this mother house. I don't even know about it. The baby mamas, they go and let the kids. Even when they into it and don't like each other. The kids are being Panama City with one of the other ones. and they all just a family. They pop up at each other's house. It's a beautiful thing. It turned out to be beautiful, but it didn't. That's why it didn't have to be that way. But that's what the books talks about. How do you get things when it's your negative world that you created this mess, and then it turns out so beautiful in the end? It's like a painting on the wall, and that's what Help Is On The Way is all
there
about.
There is no way you know all your kids' first name, middle name, and birthday.
Oh, for sure.
Let me go. Go. 10. Go.
Tony Jamarion Coley, August 2nd, 2005. Tamar Devon Coley, December 31st, 2006. Christiana Coley, her birthday is April 30th. She was born the same. She was born 2007. Mm-hmm. They're right behind each other. Now, Aaliyah, March. They born 2 weeks apart. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
They born 2 weeks apart in March 2008. And we got Taylor. You know what I'm saying? My extra beautiful and came in a special way. She her birthday August 7th. And she was born 2008. My bad, right behind Tamar. Yeah,
I just counted five.
And then we got Honest. We got Honest January 6th. She was born. Honest was born 2018, and we got Melissa. She was born 2014. December 30th. Mm-hmm. We got Kiyomi, you know what I'm saying? We got January 6th, 2021. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And you got
22, my bad.
And all of y'all live in the same community?
That's good.
Yeah.
How many baby mamas you got?
Kiyomi, five. Kiyomi moved. She moved back to Kansas City. I moved her mom to Atlanta, but it was hard for her because she didn't have no support, so she just moved back to Kansas City. But everybody, all the rest of us, everybody stayed right beside each other. Even one of my daughters.
That's impressive, bro.
Her mom, I got her mom a place. She only beat her mom house. She beat my house all the time. But
a reality show.
Yeah,
really is.
Yeah.
I got six and I can't.
But no, he said he got his all the baby mamas living in one community. Like,
I love that. That's dope. I love that.
I had to order to be gone because what I realized, you're going to have to hire babysitters. When you do the math and you do taxes, now they all got W-9 forms too. You know what I'm saying? 1099s.
And you paid for all of that?
Yeah. Because, you know,
taxes
going, you got to think about it. The way taxes set up, it ain't no way to really dodge it. The only thing they don't question is giving people money. So you might as well live good within it, the system, because they going to tax it anyway.
That's right.
So it's like, okay, this make my life easier. I'm going to have to get a nanny anyway. A nanny going to cost you about $40,000 a year.
That's right.
So I just made the mom.
Put everybody on salary.
That's right.
Yeah. So I just pay everybody out of it. And the moms and everybody and the children, they respect you more. When the moms are living the same way you living. Because I felt that from my kid. Like a child won't tell you till they get older. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like they moms had to live a certain level too for them. And it made them happier. Because now their mom got a nice car. It's just one big family. And the moms getting the skits for free though. I don't pay nobody to get in the skits.
Oh, the moms being the skits?
Yeah. I monetize everybody.
Nice.
I got to. Kids, moms, everybody, the family, they get a salary. So when they get in the skits, they don't get paid. Mm-hmm. Now the cast, they get paid, everybody get a check. But, you know, it turned out to be a beautiful thing, and I wouldn't advise nobody to go that route. Mm-hmm. Country Wayne went that route. No, because you got it. My intentions, you know, like David in the Bible, he was wrong for dealing with Bathsheba, but his heart was good. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people with good heart, you got to let God deal with them. And, you know, Bathsheba came Solomon, and later on down that line came Jesus. So my intentions were good. I didn't mean to separate those women like that, just end up having no kids, and I had to stand up on their responsibility. And it turned out to be beautiful in the end because Tony going to college, he's my first son. He going to college to play basketball in California. He the first son graduating. Tamar doing good. All the kids, they doing good and they living better than I did when I was that age. So, you know what I'm saying?
They got the love. But we appreciate
you. You need
you
to sell some
joining.
Books, brother.
That's right.
Help is on the way.
Help is on the way, man. Make it up right
Depending
now. And we appreciate you
That's
for joining
right.
us, brother.
I appreciate y'all, man. Envy, it's good to meet you, bro. I feel like I already met you. I don't watch y'all so much.
Pleasure.
And congratulations.
To you too, brother.
Oh, no. Appreciate it, Gary, man.
The name of the special going to be Help Is On The Way, too?
No, the name of the special is going to be A Woman's Prayer.
A woman's prayer.
Wow. Wow.
That's what I was going to name mine. Yeah. Dang it. Where goes that?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Country Wayne. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.